بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, we welcome you once again to العربية, Arabic for all. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the language of the Sahaba. And it's very great honor to learn, and to learn from the noble Quran itself is another honor that we are learning from the noble Quran, learning the most important words and vocabs that is used in general dialogues in Arabic, in addition to learning from the noble Quran, inshallah. So all this comes in the program. If you're not amongst the students of Al-Arabiyatul Jami', don't forget, you can just register with us by giving your name and telephone number to our engineer, Brother Salim, and he will take your details and then give you a student number, inshallah, starting from 262. Okay. So then we stopped in the previous program on Surah Al-Baqarah. This is Surah number 2 in the Noble Quran, verse number 71. You can open your book. Follow up with us, inshallah. So the verse says, "قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول." تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون. We're still in the story of the cow, and when the children of Israel, or the tribe of Banu Israel, killed an innocent soul, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to slaughter a cow in order to tell them who's the killer of this man. Qala, he said, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam said to them. Qala, past tense means said. The present tense is ya. Yaqul, huwa yaqul, he says. Hiya taqul, she says. You'll find in some Arabic language, in some Arabic colloquial language today, they use the pronunciation ga for the qaf. Instead of saying qala, they say gala, gala. In some other countries, like Egypt, Lebanon, some tribes in Yemen, they instead of saying qa, they say a. So instead of saying qala, they say ala. This is used in some parts of Lebanon and Egypt, some parts of Egypt as well, not all of it, and some parts of Syria, and some parts of Yemen. So the qaf, they pronounce it as a. Say, qala ala. Ya'ul means yaqul. Okay? So you need to know these different pronunciation. However, the classical Arabic is qala. Qala. There's another one. Say, gala. Gala yaqul. Right? Qala innahu yaqulu. He said that indeed, he is saying, speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed, innahu, indeed, he is, yaqul, he is saying, Allah saying, innaha, it is, innaha, indeed it is, baqaratun, a cow, it is baqaratun, it is a cow, baqara, ba, qaf, ra, and round ta, ba, qaf, ra, and round ta, baqara, the plural is abqar, baqara is singular, and baqara is a feminine word. And with the ta'anith, round ta, baqaratun, it is baqaratun, la dhalul, it's not trained, it is not trained cow, la dhalul, tuthirul arda, it's not trained to plough the earth, it's not trained to plough the earth, or for cultivation. Sometimes and still up till today, people are using the cows to cultivate and to prepare the land, so on. ولا تسقي الحرثة, and not even it's helping in the irrigation of the cultivation. ولا تسقي from يسقي to irrigate, ياء سين قاف ياء. ولا تسقي الحرثة. يسقي means to irrigate or to give water to. That's يسقي. So sometimes you say اسقني, give me water. Isqini means give me water to drink. That's isqini. Isqi al-arda, isqi al-nabata means irrigate the cultivation or the plants. Isqi means, command verb means irrigate or give water to that plant. Right? Wala tasqi al-haritha. Also, in some cultures and still up till today, they use the cows and the animals to irrigate or to give to bring water to the cultivation, in a sense that there is some kind of a machine. I don't know if it still exists today, but I remember it exists when I was in Egypt, and I myself used to work on that sometimes in my childhood, where they put the cows and then the cows circle around in a place, in the same place they circle around, and while they're circling, they're carrying actually some long wood stuff on top, and that wood stuff is connected to some water pipe, and then it managed to pull the water from the river to the land. I'm not able to explain it well, but I hope you understand what I'm saying. But this is a way, an old way of cultivation and irrigation to the land. So that's what is meant here. وَلَا تَسْقِ الْحَرْثَ, and it's not prepared to irrigate or to give water to. مُسَلَّمَةٌ, she's sound, in a sense that she's not having any defects, she's not having anything that is from different color, so it's just purely red. لَا شِيَّةَ فِيهَا, no blemish in it. لَا شِيَّةَ فِيهَا, in it. قَالُوا, they said, see the answer now. قَالُوا, they said, الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, now you brought the truth, now you have come with the truth. He's saying to the Prophet of Allah, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, they're telling him, now you brought the truth, or now you came with the truth. It's a very strange position, and speaking about Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to tell them that, you know what, now you said the truth. It sounds disrespectful to the Prophet. And that's why we Muslims, when we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About any Prophet of Allah, we say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We say Sayyiduna. Some people, when they speak about the Prophets, they just say, you know, Muhammad or Musa or Ibrahim. And just that's it. While we're supposed to show that respect to the Prophets. When we say the names, we say either Prophet, we say Sayyiduna, or we say Hadrat, or we say, for example, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam or Alayhi Salam. This shows respect to the Prophets of Allah. It should be known that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Quran, He always addressed Him by saying, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul, O Prophet, O Messenger. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing him like that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not addressing him just alone by his name, but addressing him also, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, Ya Ayyuhan Rasul. So always putting that adjective of Rasulullah or messenger of Allah. Even when he addressed him, starting by Muhammad, he said, Muhammadun Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also said Rasulullah there. Right, so we learn from that to respect and to show respect to the Prophets, not like previous nations used to speak in a very bad manner, disrespectful to their prophets. Like how it's here, they say, Al-ana jitta bil-haq, now you brought the truth. You're always truthful. He was always truthful to them. If had they just went after he commanded them to slaughter a cow and slaughtered any cow, you would have accepted it. But they made it difficult for themselves. قَالُوا الْآنَ جِئْتَ بِالْحَقِّ, now you brought jitta. Jitta past tense from ja'a yaji'u. Ja'a means came, also came. That's ja'a. Yaji'u means to come, the present tense verb. Jita, you brought, you came with. Jita bilhaq, you came with the truth. Truth is alhaq. Alif lam ha, qaf. Alif lam ha, qaf. Alhaq means the truth. Al-ana jita bilhaq. Haq is truth. And one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhaq, is also alhaq. فَذَبَحُوهَا, so they slaughtered it. ذَبَحُوهَا, يَذْبَح means to slaughter. We started this when we started one of the previous verses. يَذْبَح, يَذْبَح means to slaughter. يَا ذَال بَحَا, ذَبَحَا past tense means slaughtered. فَذَبَحُوهَا, وَوَنْهَا at the end, because we're speaking about a nation, a group of people. فَذَبَحُوهَا, they slaughtered it. They slaughtered it. فَذَبَحُوهَا. وما كادوا يفعلون وما كادوا يفعلون and they were very near in not doing that. They were so near that they won't be doing that action, that command, but they just did it. They just did it. Hardly they did it. وما كادوا يفعلون. يفعل means to do or to act. That's يفعل, to do or to act. Right? We'll stop here. We'll go for a short break, inshallah. After the break, we shall continue. مرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في العربية للجميع. Always in the second session of our program, we are discussing some of the important and common used sentences of important dialogues that a person might need if you go to an Arabian country, then inshallah you will be able to speak using these important sentences. So let's memorize these sentences, let's write it down. It's very important to write it down. And today's sentences is related to making friendships. How to make friendship, or what are the important sentences and phrases that is used for when you are discussing with someone, speaking to someone and wants to know more about this person in order to make a friendship with this person. Some words you're going to use, many of them already our students know it, like ma ismuka, what's your name? This is of course after the greeting, assalamu alaikum, marhaban bik. Ma ismuka means what's your name? Kam umuruka? That means how old are you? Kam umuruka? If you're talking to a female, say kam umuruki. Kam umuruki means how old are you for female. Kam umuruka means how old are you for male. Kam umuruki means how old are you for female. There is other words used like ma sinnuka. Sin also means year. How old are you? Ma sinnuka. What's how old are you? What's your age? That's ma sinnuka. Then we move on to another one. So when you answer this, you say umuri, my age is this and that. Umuri 30 aman, my age is 30 years. Umuri 32 years. Umuri, and so on. Right, another one. How are you? Of course we know that. We studied this before. Min ayna anta? Min ayna anta? Where are you from? You can say, min ayna anta? From where are you? Min, from, ayna, where, anta, from where are you? Min ayna anta? This is how it is in Arabic. Min ayna anta? You can use other words. Min ayna atayta? From where you came. Min ayil biladi anta? From which country you are. Like that. So you can play with the words, but this is the most common one. Min ayna anta? Min ayna anta? Ana min. You will answer by saying, ana min. I am from. أنا من مصر أنا من جنوب أفريقيا not جنوب أفريقيا it's جنوب أفريقيا that's how you pronounce it جنوب أفريقيا okay another one أين تعيش أين تعيش where do you live أين تعيش أين means where ألف يا نون تعيش تاء عين يا شين أين تعيش where do you live أين تعيش. Alright, so this is another sentence. I hope you write it down. Ta'ish ta'ayn ya'sheen. Ta'ish. Where do you live? Moving on. Ayna wulitta. Ayna wulitta. Where were you born? Where were you born? Ayna wulitta. Wulittu fi. See, I was born in this place or that place. Ayna wulitta means where were you born? Ayna wulitta. لماذا أتيت إلى هنا? Why did you come here? لماذا أتيت إلى هنا? ولماذا أتيت إلى هذا البلد? Why did you come to this country? لماذا أتيت إلى هذا? لماذا? You can also use لما. لما and لماذا have the same meaning. لما أتيت إلى هذا البلد? Or لماذا أتيت إلى هذا البلد? لما means why. لما? لماذا? Just a shortcut of لماذا. لما. لما أتيت إلى هذا البلد? Why did you come to this country? So you say أتيت لأعمل. I came to study. أتيت لأدرس. I came to work. I came to study. This أتيت لأدرس. I came to أعمل. أتيت لأعمل means I came to work. أتيت لأعيش هنا. I came to live here and so on. هل يعجبك هذا المكان? هل تعجبك هذه البلد? Do you like it here? Do you like this place? These are the most important sentences when we meet someone for the first time. We're asking this. Do you like it? Do you like it here in South Africa? هل يعجبك هذا المكان? هل يعجبك هل تعجبك جنوب أفريقيا؟ يقول جنوب أفريقيا إذا فمن الورد سيقول هل تعجبك جنوب أفريقيا؟ Do you like South Africa? Like that. تعجبني جدا. نعم أحبها كثيرا. And so on. So this is how you answer these sentences as well. We'll stop here inshallah. Hope that we learn something. And we'll go for a short ad break. My engineer is giving me few minutes for the. I'm giving him actually few minutes for the break. Jazakumullah khairan for listening. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
قلت فاق تقولون فطن فطن إذا قلت راق تقولون رجل إذا قلت راق تقولون رجل